From KCRW, I'm Evan Kleiman, and you're listening to Good Food. Happy almost Thanksgiving, our annual imperfect holiday where we cook, we gather, and we eat. For the last few weeks, we've been asking you, dear listener, for your Thanksgiving cooking questions, and today is the day where we come to you with the answers. It's become an annual tradition to invite a friend to co-pilot this episode, and this year I am thrilled to have Andy Baragani alongside me. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Evan. I'm so excited and honored to do this with you. I'm elated. I said it in my email when you first reached out, and I'm so happy to be a part of this episode.
Me too. Andy is the author of The Cook You Want to Be. He spent time in the kitchens of Chez Panisse in Berkeley and Estella in New York City before he joined Bon Appetit, where he worked as an editor until last year, which means he has produced a lot of Thanksgiving packages over the years. Andy, tell us what Thanksgiving looked like at your house growing up.
So I'm first generation American. My parents are from Iran, and they came to the Bay Area, specifically the East Bay, in the late 70s, 2 years before the Iranian Revolution. And with that, they brought the traditions of their homeland to the States. And so while there certainly was a turkey on the tablescape, there was also big platters of rice that was studded with sour cherries and orange peel and crushed pistachios and saffron. There was also sides of sweet potatoes, but then our desserts rarely were apple pie. I really don't remember that, but rather platters of kind of Persian sweets and halva and Persian ice cream.
It's interesting. I mean, Thanksgiving, even though we do it every year, you still have the stress as if you've never done it before.
It's so true. It's one of those things where it comes around and you somehow almost forget the things that you had to go through the year before. But I've definitely have picked up some tips during my time as an editor and realized like there's just certain things that I swear by now that have become kind of almost rules when I approach the Thanksgiving holiday.
And as we get into answering listener questions, we'll dig deep into some of those. But first, I want to bring in a friend of yours to get into the nitty-gritty of entertaining, because despite all of the stress and preparation over what to eat, I think most of us would say that the best part of Thanksgiving, maybe even the point entirely, is the gathering. When else does this country and the grind of capitalism take a moment to pause, to stop work, breathe a little deeper, and linger a little longer? Devon Francis throws events and pop-ups under the name Yardie, and he's become known for his Jamaican-influenced menus, but also for the scene that he creates, which centers Black, Brown, and queer voices. Welcome to Good Food, Devon.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we've wanted to have you on for so long. Did you celebrate Thanksgiving growing up?
We celebrated Thanksgiving growing up. I think just a point of context is, you know, my family is from Jamaica. And so when they immigrated to America, I think that, you know, a big part of that sort of phenomena of immigration is wanting to be connected to this idea of modernity or American modernity. And so Thanksgiving, Christmas was really big for our family. And entertaining always had been, you know, there was always a excuse to have food, to have music, and have people over. So Thanksgiving was no exception to that.
Devon, I have a sense, but I know listeners don't, obviously, but I want to get a sense of like what the tablescape was. What was the food? What was the drink situation? Paint that image for us.
I mean, you know, my mom and her friends were big sort of like QVC buffs, right? So that says a lot to start with, where they were always ordering kind of like the latest, most beautiful home and garden kind of things. And so this set of crystals, this tableware was sort of like my mom's prize possession in so many ways. Like, you know, like I go to my grandma's house, for instance, she has her china hutch. This was sort of like my mom's version of her china hutch, except it wasn't locked away. It was just like out on display. And it was interesting because growing up, the cuisine was very much so a mixture of not just Jamaican food, but specifically Southern American food. And then also food from New England in some ways too, because my parents, they grew up in New York and then, you know, moved to Virginia because my dad was in the Navy. So basically it was sort of this really funny amalgamation of all these different places and all these different sort of through lines of food throughout the South, throughout Jamaica, throughout obviously also the, you know, the African diaspora too. So a lot of things would be just like, you know, we'd have mac and cheese and we'd have stuffing, but we'd also have like a really incredible seafood quiche. We'd also have like a whole stuffed, you know, porgy, and we'd have green bean casserole, and we'd have sweet potato, but it would be like the Jamaican version of the sweet potato. So it would be like sort of mashed yuca and, you know, as sort of like our mashed potato. And also, I mean, don't even get me started on drinks, right? Like you had rum and you had sorrel, which is, you know, this beautiful like spiced hibiscus drink that my grandma would make every Christmas and send it on a bus or send it in a car down to us wrapped in like plastic and tin foil, you know, spiced with like pimento and allspice and ginger, and Manischewitz wine somehow made its way in there too.
Wow.
And so it was kind of like all these different things and all these different flavors happening at the same time.
Gosh, I love that so much. You know, I've always thought that throwing parties is kind of like making pie. You have to do it over and over again to get really comfortable with it. And I think for a lot of people, Thanksgiving is tough because maybe they only get an opportunity to host this kind of a gathering once a year. So, Devon, as the vibe expert on the show today, mm-hmm. I'm hoping you can give us some tips.
Well, you know, I do love cooking and I do love the spreadsheet of it all when it comes to Thanksgiving planning. But I also really like this idea that I live in this really incredibly diverse city of New York, and I get to sort of lean on all of my friends and their talents to create something that I could never do by myself, just because, you know, you get to call on so many different perspectives when it comes to planning a meal. So I think divvying out the responsibility is something that I hope to see more people doing. Why not, you know, enlist the help of a talented bar person or someone who, you know, is also a food enthusiast in some way, or comes from a different cultural perspective or background, to kind of round out a menu in ways that maybe you weren't thinking about in the first place. And if that saves down on prep time and labor, which gets you back to the table as the person who's hosting, I think that that's really important to me, simply because I think we all live really busy lives. And it's really easy sometimes to switch, you know, a text message for a phone call or for an in-person interaction. But why not take the season as a way to kind of catch up and reflect and also be collaborative? And then I think the other thing too is just like, I, being a tried and true Virgo rising, do actually love a Google Sheet.
I have to chime in. I'm the same, by the way. I'm a Virgo rising. You know, I got to let go of that control, but it is important. We keep it tight.
It's control, but it's also about, you know, like showing people that you care by planning ahead, you know? And then the third thing is always just like, plan something that's going to make you feel good throughout the prep time and also during the meal. Like if you need to have a really chic outfit, you should definitely think about that, which I always am thinking about if anyone knows me. And then also music is just like such a beautiful language of love and experience that should be shared around the dinner table. So have an amazing list of music or playlist to keep you company too.
So we do have a few questions from listeners and colleagues that I'd love to get your input on, Devon. Games, you know, I think a lot of people don't enjoy the pressure of going around the Thanksgiving table and asking everyone, having everyone say what they're grateful for. So some people really enjoy games or something that you can do at the table that maybe brings people together if conversation has flagged in some way. Do you have any particular activities that you like to do?
Oh, that's a really good question. And the answer is absolutely yes. First and foremost, I'm like a really big advocate of karaoke after dinner. I have a machine and I have a projector. And honestly, like if my apartment was burning down, those would probably be the two things that I probably took with me if I had to. I think it's just really fun. I think that everyone, I feel like everyone has like a little performer in them. And I love, especially people who say they don't, I love like figuring out what someone's song is because it's such a personal thing. And I think that after a meal, it's kind of like a nice sort of like warm-up activity since you've been maybe sitting down the whole time. So karaoke is a big one. But the other thing too is I've done this for many years, but I have done tarot readings at the dinner table. I have like 3 different decks that I sometimes bring with me, or if I have a friend who can do a reading, like a really quick one, like one that everyone can like kind of tap into. Nothing that's like too like personal, just something that kind of gets an eyebrow raise and gets people kind of interested and excited. I have this game that's actually kind of like Shark Tank that you play, which is basically you pitch business ideas back and
that
forth.
That sounds fun.
And also it's about reading the room too, right? So it's like, I always kind of think about who's coming over and what they might be interested in, what that icebreaker is. But I think the biggest one, you know, in some ways is like, if you're getting people to come over and make food, to kind of talk about the reason why they brought that dish is like a really easy entry level thing for people to do too.
I love that. And then what about after dinner? Do you have a tradition of a different type of post-dinner cordial or dessert wine?
Oh, that's a good question, too. I love an Amaro after dinner. There are so many good ones. My favorite one would be Card Amaro.
Mm.
I had a Card Amaro Negroni several years ago, and it like kind of changed my life. I didn't realize I needed it, and then I fell in love. There's this level of sort of herbaceousness to like kind of round out a meal that I really love. You know, I'll have it with a twist. I'll have it with 1 ice cube by itself too. So yeah, that's my go-to.
I love that you said Card Amaro because there's a sweetness to it. I mean, more so than other Amaros like Nonino or even like a Chinar, mm-hmm. but I mean, Amaros can be made of so many different things, but Card Amaro is made out of cardoons, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the, it's like a sister plant to the artichoke plant. So it's in the thistle family.
I can't believe I've never heard of it, and I'm going to buy a bottle of it today.
I think it's delicious, yeah. Everyone should try it at least once.
Devon, I cannot tell you what a great pleasure it has been to have you join me and Andy on this special show. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Devon. Love you.
Love you.
Devon Francis is the chef and founding director of Yardie World, a culinary studio that specializes in creating immersive food experiences and reimagining Caribbean cuisine. For anyone out there doing a smaller Thanksgiving gathering, we have a recipe for Devon's roast chicken and pumpkin stew that would be perfectly festive on our website. You know the link. It's kcrw.com/goodfood. Coming up, smoked, fried, whole, or spatchcocked. Everything you want to know about turkey and turkey alternatives is up next.